In this bulletin, 500,000 people in New South Wales considered at risk in the flood emergency. Russian airstrikes continue in Ukraine, and the Paralympic Committee defends its decision to allow Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete in the upcoming Winter Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The East Coast weather system that smashed northern New South Wales is set to hit the Hunter, Central Coast and Sydney. Premier Dominic Perrottet says around 500,000 people across the state are subject to either flood warnings or evacuation orders. He adds severe weather conditions will persist across the state.
We do expect, particularly in the Hawkesbury region, that the floods will be worse than they were last year. And that we see more torrential rain and flooding in Newcastle and Hunter over the course of the day.
Dean Naramore from the Bureau of Meteorology warns the heavy rainfall in coastal locations can lead to life-threatening flash flooding.
We're expecting 50 to 150 millimetres today in that part of the world. And we could also see isolated totals in excess of 200 millimetres, particularly with any thunderstorms.
Authorities say they're sending additional strike teams, ADF personnel and volunteers to the Northern Rivers region. Thousands of homes in the New South Wales coastal town of Ballina have been inundated. The State Emergency Service estimates at least 6,000 properties have been affected. Mayor of Ballina Shire Council, Sharon Cadwallader, told SBS News phone reception is patchy and the internet is down.
I'm managing to getting a few text messages through to people that are asking me, could I go and check on their parents, elderly parents? I haven't been able to contact them. I'm doing my best to get around as many as I can because all the lines, they can't get through to emergency services. We're in the thick of it here, and it's just terrible to think that in this day and age that we haven't got a better communication system when we're so reliant on it.
Southeast Queensland has been pummeled with thunderstorms and hail in cyclone-like conditions that are likely to bring more flooding. The storms hit as residents were cleaning up the region after the worst floods in a decade damaged more than 17,000 homes and businesses and killed 9 people. Western Australia has reopened its borders after months of being cut off from the rest of the world. The state is welcoming triple vaccinated interstate and overseas travellers with rapid antigen testing requirements upon arrival. The testing arrangements are an interim measure and are being put in place for a minimum of 2 weeks and will then be subject to review. Unvaccinated travellers will still undergo 14 days of hotel quarantine. Ukraine's state-run railway company says a Russian airstrike has hit near Kyiv's southern railway station where thousands of women and children were being evacuated. Authorities say there's no immediate word on casualties, and while the station suffered minor damage, trains are still running. Ukraine's second largest city has also suffered heavy bombardment on the seventh day of fighting. It comes as a second round of peace talks between Russia and Ukraine are expected to be held on the Belarus-Poland border in the coming days. Vladimir Medinsky, head of Russia's delegation for the talks, says his envoy has arrived at the border.
As far as I understand, the Ukrainian delegation has already left Kyiv and is currently in transit. We arrived early, as had been agreed. They will likely be here tomorrow morning. We understand the logistic difficulties for them. Their safety in Belarus is fully guaranteed by Belarusian services. Our military is ensuring a safe corridor for their movement through Ukraine. We await them tomorrow.
The International Paralympic Committee has defended its decision to permit Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete in the upcoming Winter Games in Beijing. The decision was met with backlash from Ukrainian athletes and the national Paralympic bodies, who demanded both countries be sanctioned for involvement in their attack in Ukraine. The IPC decided the teams would participate as neutral athletes under the Paralympic flag, but have been banned from the medals table. Andrew Parsons, president of the IPC, explains why a total ban on the teams would be unrealistic.
There is no nexus between the recent actions of the Russian and Belarusian governments and our membership obligations. In particular, there currently is no membership obligation for an IPC member to ensure compliance with the Olympic truce. This means that within the current IPC rules framework, suspending either NPC Russia or NPC Belarus for breaching the Olympic truce is something that would be overturned in a German court of law.
Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny in 27 degrees. Adelaide, sunny in 33. Melbourne, much the same today, 30. Hobart, partly cloudy, 26. Canberra, rain at times, 21. Wollongong, rain, possible heavy storms, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, rain and possible heavy falls, 24. Brisbane, a storm likely with heavy falls possible, 28. Cairns, a possible shower developing, and 36. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.